Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, February the 27th, 1952, the Barbados Advocate carried a letter to the editor, which complained about the unruly behaviour of boys in the Darrells Road district. The writer noted, "Every evening religiously, between the hours of 5 to around 10 o'clock, a gang of young men, boys, young women, and even small children gather about the road and do make every conceivable annoyance. Especially so at Upper Darrells Road, where a standpipe is erected." The writer continued, "Many of them do not even belong to the immediate vicinity. They use the most filthy expressions, to the entire disgust of residents and passers-by. Also, they perch on top of the pipe, which enclosure provides not only sitting accommodation, but they even lie down on the same." Observing that the area was close to Hastings, where several hotels and guest houses and the only golf club in the island were located, he asked the question, "What impressions can the visitors to the island have of such a state of affairs?" Noting the residents of the area were property owners in a small and large degree, the writer observed that when the crowd was spoken to, they became highly annoyed, retaliating with abuse. The letter writer supported the proposal of another resident of the area, who had earlier vented his concern that a boys' club should be established either in Darrells Road or St. Matthias Gap, where the former and current headmaster of St. Matthias Boys resided. This, the writer noted, may be an opportunity for them to develop into better citizens. The letter published this day, February 27th, 1952, reminds us that the sight of young men gathering and liming on the roadside, often referred to today as the boys on the block, is not a new phenomenon, but was an aspect of Barbados society that was attracting comment and controversy more than 70 years ago.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.